How's it going?
Good.
So you're Miss Berkeley Teen.
Yes, ma'am.
So describe what that's like, a day in the life of you.
Well, as soon as I was crowned Miss Berkeley County Teen, we started lots of volunteer work and lots of appearances. And if you get crowned Miss South Carolina Teen, that gets multiplied by like 100, and you do even more volunteer work and even more appearances, and it's a really neat experience.
That's really cool. So what was your process coming up to Miss Berkeley Teen?
I did a lot of preparation. I had to practice my talent, which is singing. I had to practice a lot, and I did a lot of studying, and I practiced speaking and walking and dancing and things like that.
So were you a Toddlers and Tiara kid?
I did like 2 or 3 or 4 pageants when I was very, very little, but my family knew nothing about it, and I ended up getting first runner-up at every single pageant I did when I was little. I was like 7 years old, I think.
Oh, wow. So how are you preparing for Miss South Carolina Teen?
I have been doing a lot of practice. I practice my talent every day. I practice speaking, and I keep up with current events on the news. I watch the news every day. And I had to get all my wardrobe ready because we have to have different outfits for every single night.
And I was told that it's going on right now, right?
It is. We're right in the middle.
So is there something every single night? Like, how's that going? Describe that process.
There are preliminary competitions every single night. So each night, the girls compete in either fitness, evening gown, or talent. And then at the end, on Friday, they will pick 15 finalists, and the 16th is the People's Choice winner, and they will compete for the title.
So what is the best and worst part of it?
The best part is being on stage because it's so exciting, and as soon as you get on there, all your nerves go away, and it's a great experience. But the worst is probably the anticipation while you're waiting backstage with your hair and makeup done, hoping that you don't mess up.
I mean, I could assume that. That's a lot of people watching, right?
Yeah, over 1,000 people watch it.
So you said you like to volunteer. What's your favorite part about volunteering, and what's your favorite activity?
Well, out of all the volunteer work I've done, my favorite is probably going and speaking to elementary schools because my platform is dyslexia. I actually have dyslexia, but I've managed to keep a 5.1 GPA, and I have gotten all A's all my life.
Wow. That's out of the 4-point scale.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you even do that? You have to be like a genius.
A lot of AP classes.
That sounds like you're having an awesome time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for checking in with us. I appreciate
it. Of course.
And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.